from Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anybody else but me.
Edith folds linens at the dining table.
With anybody else but me. No, 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 no.
Do you see Michael?
Oh, Gloria, you won't believe this. He and Archie went out together.
Michael, no, without adult supervision?
Archie was out of cigars, and he asked Mike to take a walk with him down to the store. Oh, Gloria, it was wonderful. Archie was laughing, and he said he was taking a walk with his favorite son-in-law.
What, he said that?
And it's all thanks to Pee-wee Reese.
Well, who's Pee-wee Reese?
Oh, some football player. I think they called him Pee-wee because he was a shortstop.
No, Ma, that's shortstop, so the game was baseball.
Oh, well, anyway, Archie was having an argument with Mr. McNabb about who was the best shortstop ever. And Mike said that McNabb was wrong and Archie was right, and that was the start of a beautiful friendship.
That's great, but I wonder how long it's gonna last.
Archie storms inside and slams the door in Michael's face.
Keep away from me, meathead. Shutting the door in my face is not gonna change things. Shutting a mouth in your face might help.
Archie carries a bag.
Mike, what's happened?
What happened? You wanna know what happened? He saw what happened.
I didn't see nothing. Now stay off my back.
Archie, how would you like it if you were Tony?
Well, I ain't Tony.
Tony who?
Tony Vecino.
The shoemaker? I thought you went out to get cigars.
That's right, Edith. I went out just to do a little peaceful shopping.
With your favorite son-in-law.
Stifle that.
He points the cigars at her.
Archie, why don't you admit it? You saw it.
I didn't see no mugging.
Tony mugged somebody?
No, Edith. Tony wasn't the mug-gore. He was the muggy.
Archie was right there, and he says he didn't see it. Listen, Archie, it is your duty as a citizen to come forward and be a witness.
That's okay for students and the unemployed, but in your case, is one and the same thing. But I happen to be a working man, and I don't get paid if I turn up a work absent.
Oh, you hear that reasoning? I'll do the right thing if they pay me.
Listen, if you're a witness in one of these things, you know what you gotta do? Put on a shirt and tie, you gotta go down to court. Wait for that case to be called up, which who knows when. Then by the time it gets called up, you forget what you was going to say. Some lawyer makes a monkey out of you, and it all goes down on your record.
So because of a little inconvenience, you don't want to get involved?
Listen, let me explain something to you, huh? Shut up!
He points at Edith.
You hear that, Gloria?
What are you looking at?
You see? That's how he settles everything.
Michael, calm down. We don't even know what's going on. Would you tell us what happened?
All right, Archie and I went into the deli.
Just a minute, I'll tell it.
Well, you better tell the truth.
Forget the truth. Listen to me.
He turns to Edith.
The two of us went down to deli, see, to get that six-pack and some cigars for me. Now, this guy is yapping so much about baseball that I leave the shop and I'm halfway down the street and I see him all out of cigars. I left them on the counter back there.
So I ran back to get him.
Will you let me tell a story? So he runs back to get me. So I'm standing there on the street and all of a sudden someone, I don't know who, jumps Tony Vecino, the shoemaker, when he's closing up his little joint, and it steals his cash box. Now, that's the story.
Yeah, except that Archie was there, and he saw the whole thing.
Listen, my being there don't prove nothing. I was in Italy during the war. That don't mean I seen Mussolini.
That's right. Archie would have told us if he'd seen Mussolini.
Archie fixes her with an exasperated stare.
Don't help me, Harriet.
Archie, aren't you always the one who's saying that it's a jungle out there? Well, it's going to get worse until somebody stands up and says I saw.
Michael, how can you be so certain Daddy saw the monkey?
Gloria, will you stay out of this, please?
Paula, she's making sense, and a man ought to listen to his wife.
Archie.
Dry up.
Archie, you know you saw it.
How do you know what I know? You don't even know what you know, schoolboy. That's what makes you a meathead.
And you're a dumb Pollock.
Huh?
Huh? You see? How does it feel when the shoe's on the other foot? Not too good, huh? You don't like it, huh? It bothers you, huh? Well, you're a dumb Pollock.
Stunned, Archie gazes back at him.
You belong in a rubber room.
Archie grabs Gloria.
He's sick. You better put him to bed. Did you hear that? Let me out of here.
Edith follows him into the kitchen.
What is this all about?
Did you ever hear anything like that in your life?
Yeah, lots of times right here. He must have learned it from you.
Now, you strike yourself. He's got some hell of a nerve telling me that I gotta be a witness.
You can't be a witness if you didn't see nothing.
That's it, Edith. That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Archie. But if you did see something...
Now, wait a minute. Whose side are you gonna be on?
Yours, Archie. And I know you'll do the right thing. Just ask yourself, what do you feel in your heart?
Heartburn, Edith. Now, find me something like powdered soda, huh?
Right away. I don't care what you say, Michael. It was a rotten thing to do.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, all right? I shouldn't have said that to his face.
It was stupid and uncalled for.
All right. I said I was sorry. What more do you want? I'm sorry I said that to him, and I'm sorry I was happy when his face turned purple.
All right, Michael. I understand. You lost your temper. But that's no reason to call Daddy a liar.
Glory, I'm telling you, Archie saw Tony being mugged.
You didn't see him see it, did you?
Well, no, but
well,
I mean...
Well, then don't go around accusing people. You're not always right. You could be wrong, you know. It is possible. You could be wrong. Just once, I'd like to hear you say, I could be wrong.
All right, I could be wrong.
Good.
But not this time.
Hello!
Excuse me.
Hello. Just a minute, please. Daddy, it's for you!
Who was it?
Mrs. Pacino!
Geez, I don't want to talk to her. You tell her I was here. Take a message.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Pacino. He can't speak to you at the moment. May I please take a message?
Edith taps Archie.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Archie gestures wildly.
All right, Mrs. Pacino. Yes, I'll ask him. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
What?
Daddy, Mrs. Pacino wants to know when you're going to go down to the police station and tell them what you saw.
You put a lid on that little girl. I told you I didn't see nothing.
Daddy, you're lying.
How dare you say your father is lying?
Mr. Pacino said that you were there and saw everything.
Archie, is that true?
Listen, how could that shoemaker be sure of what he's seen? After he fell down on the sidewalk and bumped his noggin there.
You saw, Arch. You saw. You know, if I was you, I couldn't live with myself.
Why, you ain't living with yourself. You're living with me.
Archie plops down in his favorite chair.
Michael, I apologize. You were right. Daddy, you lied to us.
Listen, it ain't lying to try to protect yourself and your family.
What?
Geez, if anything happened to me, this meathead couldn't keep you in bubblegum.
Oh, come off that bull, Arch. I mean, what could happen? It was just an ordinary mugging, wasn't
it? An ordinary little mugging, that's all. What do you know? I was there. You didn't see nothing. I seen it. Suppose I was to tell you that that was done by two mugs in blue silk suits, see? Riding in the back of a big sedan that comes screeching up to the curb.
Oh, come on, Arch. What are you trying to hand us?
That's right. There was a big black, probably bulletproof Cadillac or something.
Big bulletproof Cadillac?
That's right, buddy. And you was in the store and you never seen it.
Daddy, are you trying to tell us they were gangsters?
Listen, little girl, did you ever stop to think of the kind of a name Vicino is? That Tony Vicino? Antonio Vicino?
That's a nice name, Arch. It's musical. Antonio Vicino!
Stop that!
Edith covers her mouth sheepishly.
What I'm trying to tell you is that is an Italian name, Vicino. It's worse than that. It's a Sicilian Italian name.
Michael rolls his eyes.
And what famous fraternal club Learned its trade in Sicily.
Archie, are you trying to tell us that the mafia's mixed up in this?
Bingo, buddy, and that's what I'm trying to protect me and my family against. I want to tell you something. Them Sicilians is famous for two things. Spaghetti and revenge.
Don't answer that door. Get away from that door.
I don't want you talking to nobody. Now stay over.
Archie opens the door to a policeman.
Mr. Blanco?
Oh, jeez. Listen, I know what you're here for, and I didn't see nothing.
Well, may I come in? I'd just like to ask you a few questions anyway.
All right, if you want to, come on. I'll tell you up front that I ain't no, witness to that there event.
Well, Mr. Schneid, who runs the delicatessen, says you were on the street at the time of the robbery.
That's right. I was in the street there. I was waiting for my son-in-law there to bring me some cigars from the deli, which I was out of, and I didn't see nothing, which my wife, Edith, over there can tell you.
That's right, officer. Archie said he didn't see no mugging. He didn't see nothing, except a big bulletproof Cadillac from the map.
Archie holds his head and leans forward.
Well, I think maybe you better come with me down to the precinct and make a complete statement to the detectives.
Wait a minute, officer. I'll tell you how I couldn't see nothing.
He points one way.
The mugging is over here, see?
Then turns.
And I'm facing in this direction here.
Yeah, you're facing in that direction.
That's right. And you know, like they say, position is 9/10 of the law.
The officer eyes him. Archie points the first way again.
Yeah. See, the reason I'm doing that is there's a wind coming from this way, see? And I'm standing facing this way so I can light one of my cigars.
Mr. Bunker, back here you said you were out of cigars, so what were you lighting?
Who said I was out of cigars?
You did, Arch. You told him I went to get the cigars.
Archie screws up his face and glares at Michael. Then turns wide-eyed to the officer.
You want to get your coat, Mr. Bunker?
Archie glares at Michael.
Archie'll be right back, Mr. Vecino. Sit down, won't you? Oh, Archie'll be so glad you're here. He was at the police station last night for 3 hours.
What a guy, huh? A person like your Archie makes you feel real good to belong to the human race.
Yeah, maybe one of these days we'll get him to join it.
You young fellas can take a lesson from Mr. Bunker. Get involved.
I suppose that's why Daddy took so long at the police station last night, because he was so involved.
Oh, sure. He said the police made him look through 15 books of pictures, but none of them looked like the two men.
Two men?
In silk suits.
In a big car.
What big car? Is that what he told the cops?
Oh, it's as cold out there as a well digger's butt.
Hey, Bunker.
Vecino, what are you doing here?
Mr. Vecino came over to thank you for going to the police.
Well, I'm glad for your, gratification and all that. But I was only doing my duty and dropping some other time.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's this about a big car and two guys? There was only one guy.
Hey, what did you say?
He said he was just leaving.
No, wait a second. No car, just one guy?
No car, just one lousy punk. Here, I'll show you. He comes around behind me and he grabs me.
He puts his arm around Michael's chest.
Now, I can see his leather jacket, but I can't see his face. But I can see Bunker standing there, staring right at me and the mugger.
And you did see it.
You stay out of this. Do your homework or something, huh?
The kid's right. You saw. I know you saw.
Oh, you ain't got no witnesses to that.
He knows you saw.
He points to the heavens.
Well, what are you dragging him in?
He sees everything. He knows everything we do.
Get out of here. You don't really believe that.
Yes, I do.
Then how come those people are always running to confession telling him what's happening?
The two men lock eyes.
Daddy, you shouldn't say that.
No, let him. Let him. Now we're getting the truth. It's because I'm Catholic that you ain't helping me.
That ain't the truth. I'd say the same thing even if you belonged to the right church.
The two men are inches apart.
Aha!
Oh, garlic 100 proof.
Gloria reads the paper.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Michael
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Come on. What is it?
Read it, Gloria.
Mafia execution attempt. Yesterday in Queens, members of the syndicate allegedly made an unsuccessful attempt on the life of shoe repairman Tony Vecino.
Oh, boy.
Go stand over by them.
The Mafia. Now you tying me in with the Mafia, me.
Wait a minute. Listen to this. Two mobsters in blue silk suits were seen speeding from the crime by a Mr. Archie Bunker of 704 Houses Street.
Mamma mia, the Mafia. That's big trouble.
Yeah, and Archie's the one who's in it.
Huh?
You know what you've done, Arch? You fingered the Mafia.
What are you talking about?
You know how many people are reading that? You know what the circulation of that paper is?
2,000,000.
Edith reads the paper.
Where do you stipend yourself? Answer that phone, and I don't want to talk. I don't even want to know who it is.
Hello? Can't get over it. Only two men in history have ever fingered the Mafia. Joe Valachi, and now Archie Bunker.
What's so funny? What are you laughing about?
Maybe you tying me in with the Mafia is going to cost me some business. But you know what it's going to cost you?
He slices across his neck.
I don't have to tie you in with the Mafia. You was born Italian. I didn't tell you to do that.
For every gangster, there are millions of hard-working, honest Italian people.
Dummy, yo.
He's right. How would you like it if I say, just because you're stupid, all bunkers are stupid?
He turns to the rest.
Stupid bunker, stupid bunker, stupid bunker, stupid bunker number one.
He returns to Archie.
Nah, that ain't right. Isn't it better if I say, nice bunker, nice bunker, nice bunker, stupid bunker?
He points at the others and then Archie.
Now, don't you like that better?
Sit down, Mr. Vecino. I'll make some coffee.
Coffee? What do you mean, coffee? I ain't running a diner here. Now, who was that on the phone?
I thought you said you didn't want to talk to nobody.
That was before. I want to know who it was. I don't want to be kept ignorant.
I don't think you can change at your age, Archie.
Pipe down and dummy up, meathead. Now, who was that?
It was a Mr. Ralph Silvestri. He's coming over to talk to you.
Well, who is Mr. Silvestri?
Well, he said he was from the Pro-Italia Society. Oh,
good night. Nice, Edith. Don't you know what that is?
Archie, what are you worried about? It's just an Italian anti-defamation group.
It's just another cover name for the Mafia. That's all it is. And you told Silvestri I'm here, Edith. Don't you know what that means? The guy will be probably coming over here. Give me one of them eternal kisses.
He points to his cheek.
Why don't you leave town, Arch? We can tell him you went to visit your godfather.
Archie scowls at him.
I don't think Archie has a godfather.
Edith, go to bed, will you?
But it's still morning.
Then sit down here.
He gestures at a dining room chair.
How am I going to convince the Mafia torpedoes it's all a mistake?
Why don't you try telling the truth, Arch?
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Hey, Vecino, you're Italian.
That's what my mama told me.
All right, now look. Now, you got to talk to these guys, you see? I mean, they'll understand you. You know their lingo. You know their hand signals and everything there.
There's only one hand signal I know for the spot you're in.
What's that?
He crosses himself.
Huh? You gotta tell the Mafia that it wasn't them who did that mugging. Now they'll believe it coming from you.
One whop to another.
Sure. No. I mean one human being to another. Now come on, Vecino, you gotta help.
Now you asking me for help, huh?
Don't answer that. That's that guy Silvestri.
Oh, come on, Archie. You're seeing too many movies. Mr. Bunker?
A tall man enters.
Oh, hiya there. Hiya. Hey, listen. It wasn't you guys done that mugging at all. Now, I was just telling that to Tony Vecino. Here's Tony standing right over here. Ain't that right, Tony?
No capisce?
He turns and grabs his coat.
Tony, where are you going?
Arrivederci, bunker.
Vecino heads out as the tall man turns back to Archie.
I came out to check out your story about a car and two men in silk suits.
There was no car, no two men, silk suits, nothing.
And you lied, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, I lied.
Archie, maybe that's why he didn't kiss you.
Archie turns to her in disbelief.
Don't help me, Harry.
He turns back to the man.
I want to thank you for not doing that. I'll tell you who done the mugging, though. It was a long-haired blonde kid. Now, this is the truth. He didn't even look Italian. I think he was a German. He was tall, and he had a black leather jacket on.
Yeah, black leather jacket, huh? You're not going to change your story again, are you?
No. That's the story. This is it, I swear. Oh, hey, that's our front doorbell. That means there's somebody out there. Yeah. We get people coming in and out of here all the time. You know, what you call witnesses to everything.
Archie opens the door.
Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, what?
I'm Ralph Silvestri.
We already got one. You're Ralph Silvestri, then? Then who are you?
Detective Sergeant Perkins.
Detective Sergeant Perkins? Hey! Hey, Sergeant, I'm glad to see you in the house. Hey, stay a while. Ask me all the questions you want.
I'll talk to you later. I don't want to keep you from your friend.
Oh, I wish you would, Sergeant. Hey, listen, this here is Mr. Silvestri.
Ralph.
Yeah, well, Ralph, look at this. Sergeant Perkins from the police.
Excuse me, but I can't stay long. I want to talk to you private. Give me a minute.
Now, come on, Sergeant. Right? Nothing private in this house.
Yeah, look, I got to get back to the station, Bunker.
No, wait a minute. You can't leave me alone with this here guy.
Look, I can't hang around here. But I want to see you tomorrow down at the station at 10 o'clock in the morning.
What for?
To make a complete statement. Now, get it clear in your mind, Bunker. Because under the law, you could be charged with making a false statement to a police officer.
False? What could you get for that?
1 year of $500.
Oh, gee, Sergeant. Hey, Sergeant, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Listen to me, Sarge. This guy, Silvestri here, don't he worry you?
Bunker, get a hold of yourself.
Archie slowly turns to Mr. Silvestri, who grins broadly.
Come here.
He grabs Archie.
We read about you in the paper this morning. Nice, huh? So we get a call from one of the members of my club. He says, Ralphie, you live in the neighborhood. Why don't you drop in on Mr. Bunker and straighten him out?
Straighten me out?
Your language.
He taps his mouth.
See, it reflects very bad on the members of our club. Now, I'm talking about that five-letter word which begins with M.
Oh.
Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, well, listen, I don't think I ever even heard of that word.
Maybe I can help you. A five-letter word beginning with M.
The man ain't here to play crosswords.
Let me explain something to you. See, I just dropped by to tell you that organization which you mentioned this morning in the paper, it don't exist. It's defunct.
Well, listen, anything is...
We don't say that word. It's not a very nice word. You see, even in this movie, The Godfather, which is about that defunct organization, even I don't use that word.
I know the word mafia.
Lady, even the FBI don't use that word. You know what the FBI calls organized crime? Organized crime.
Better word. And in that statement I made to the police there, I didn't use no words like kosher nostri, see? What I thought of, them words. And I ain't never gonna use them words no more.
Good, Bunker. That's all I wanted to know. Listen, I gotta go to wife and kids are waiting in the car. Bye-bye, everybody.
He shakes his finger at Edith.
Hey, bye-bye. The cop. You mentioned something about a year in a can and 500 bananas. That ain't gonna make you change what you just said.
No. I told the truth just now. I mean, I was honest this time.
Good, Bunker. It pays to be honest all the time.
He grabs his cheek.
And remember, you heard it from Silvestri, yeah? Bye-bye, every beautiful people.
Stunned, Archie watches him leave.
Hey, Michael. You don't really think the police will put Daddy in jail for making a false statement, do you?
I don't know. It's hard to...
Daddy!
Oh, Jimmy, what happened?
They're not going to put you in jail, are they?
What are you talking about putting me in jail? Gee, they ain't even going to press no charges.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good.
What happened?
Oh, nothing much. You know, the guy Sylvester that was here turned out to be a pretty nice guy. Down the station house, put in a good word for me.
Was it a five-letter word beginning with F?
He rolls his eyes toward her.
You're a pimp, Peter. You know that? Real pimp.
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Philip Mishkin and Don Nickel. Story by Henry Garson. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Jack Somach as Tony Vecchino. Frank Campanella as Detective Sergeant Perkins.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Val Bisolio as Ralph Silvestri. Bill Macy as Uniformed Policeman. Associate Producer George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Viacom.